Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, which is a website, a podcast, and a mobile app. So I'm always writing articles about how to get over divorce. I feel like I'm always writing all these suggestions. Go to therapy, find a new hobby, start exercising, volunteering, focus on your career. And I think all of that is helpful. But I thought today I would talk about things that will prevent you from getting over your divorce. So if you're listening to this, you might be somebody who is going through a divorce and it's fresh, or you've been going through a divorce for a while and you just can't shake it. You know, you can't get over that it happened to you and you feel stuck maybe. Or you've already been divorced for a long time and you just don't feel like you've moved on for some reason. So I want to offer six things that I think will prevent people from getting over their ex, from getting over their divorce, and see if any of these resonate with you. Okay, so number one is play the victim. So I think that playing the victim is actually okay at the beginning of a divorce or a breakup. I think it's okay to cry and feel sad and lay in bed. I mean, you have to feel those emotions and you have to grieve, and I completely understand, and I've been there and done that. But to play the victim for a long time is just poisonous. What victims do is they fantasize that their ex's new life is perfect while theirs is just lonely and sad. They say things to people like, I got dumped, I can't believe this happened to me, and they just feel sorry for themselves. And like I said, I really do think that's okay at the beginning, but I think there comes a point where it has to end and the focus needs to be so much larger. It needs to be more on, okay, this happened to me, but what am I going to do to make myself happy and to have the kind of future I want? So that's the first one, playing the victim. The second thing that will prevent you from getting over your ex or your divorce is staying angry. Now, again, anger is actually healthy and very normal. And at the beginning of a divorce, anger is actually, you should feel that. And it's good to get it out and express it and feel it. But there has to be a time when you let the anger go, because you will become consumed by it. And what it will do is crowd out any kind of possibility for the good stuff that you actually deserve. Also, being angry is really bad for your kids. It's just bad energy. You know what I mean? And you just have to get rid of it. Now, how do you get rid of anger? That is something that nobody can help you with. You have to just try to let it go. And actually, my boyfriend said something to me that was so good today, and he's so right. You know, there's so much in life that we can't control, most things. And, you know, I was kind of in this victim mode going, why did this happen to me? I can't believe this happened. And he's like, you know, why don't you just focus on all the good things you have and say, you know what? God has your back. There's a reason it happened. He put you on a certain timetable of why you had to miss whatever you had to miss, because I got sick and I was pissed about it. And it made so much sense. It like really resonated. Anger is normal and you have the right to be angry. But at some point, anger can actually get exhausting. if you don't let it go, it can just be exhausting and it can just deplete all the possibilities for anything good. So that's number two. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with your host, Jackie Pilosoff. And I'm talking about six things that will prevent you from getting over your ex and your divorce. Before I move on to number three, I want to mention two Divorce Girl Smiling partners that I think are great and that you could really use if you're going through a divorce. The first one is, if you are thinking of getting a divorce coach, which when I was getting divorced, there was no such thing, and thank God there is now, because divorce coaching is a wonderful thing that will help you so much. So at least look into it. And I would highly recommend Jenny Stevens, and the name of her company is Create Change Consultants. And Jenny is just full of energy and passion. She's also a therapist. She used to work with kids in a high school in therapy, and she is also a mom, and she completely gets it. I just love Jenny. And the other person I want to mention is Marjorie Jacobs, who is a divorce mediator. So if you think you might be able to mediate your divorce instead of go to litigation, Marjorie does attorney-assisted mediation. So Marjorie has been in the business for over 20 years. I've known her for a really long time, and she's so smart. She's also an attorney, not a divorce attorney, but Marjorie knows what she's doing and will get you divorced so much less expensive. And also, it won't take so long. And also, you'll be so much happier with the outcome because you will have a say in marital settlement agreement that you and your ex come up with. So I'm a big fan of mediation, and I'm a big fan of Marjorie. You can find both of them, by the way, on Divorced Girl Smiling, divorcedgirlsmiling.com. Okay, we're talking about six things that will prevent you from getting over your ex or your divorce. The third one is rewriting history. The best example I can give of this is, I don't know if anyone listening ever saw the movie 500 Days of Summer. It is the cutest romantic comedy movie about this guy who dates this woman for 500 days. Her name is Summer, and they break up. And the thing I remember so well about the movie, the message was that they showed you the whole relationship. And then after the breakup, as he's healing, he starts to look back and they show you these flashbacks he's having that you never saw because he never saw them. So he went to take her hand and she kind of pulled it away. And he went to kiss her once and she turned her head. And it was like they were showing you that he didn't see this when he was with her. He missed the signs. And it was really cool the way they did it. So my point of bringing up 500 Days of Summer, which by the way, if you haven't seen it, you should, is that people in relationships, when we're heartbroken, we tend to remember all of the good stuff. We do remember some things that were bad, but we remember much more good stuff. It's just human nature because we want to self-protect. So our minds want to help us. And so we remember that it was so perfect, and we rewrite history and we say, no, I really loved him so much. He was the greatest guy. Maybe I shouldn't have gotten divorced because I really was happy. So we rewrite history, and you got to just stop doing that. And the best way to stop doing that is to write a list of all of the reasons why the marriage didn't work. Just write a list, use a pen, not your computer, and just look at the list every time you're rewriting history and you're not remembering what led you to this point. So that's number three. Moving on to number four of the six things that will prevent you from getting over your ex or your divorce is looking at your ex's social media pages. Bad, bad, bad idea. Okay? This is so unhealthy because all that's going to happen if you look at your ex's social media pages is that you're going to get upset. You're going to see him with a picture with some new girl, Or you're going to see him with one of your friends' husbands and you're thinking, well, I thought they were on my side. Or you're going to think he's having so much fun. He's out at the bars because Facebook makes it look like everybody's lives are perfect because all people post are the good times, which is good. That's normal. But all it's going to do is upset you. Do not do it. Trust me, it's a bad idea. Okay, number five of the six things that will prevent you from getting over your ex and your divorce is blaming yourself. So this is where people start the shoulda, woulda, coulda. I wish I would have been a better wife. I wish I wouldn't have told him we shouldn't go to Europe that one summer. I never appreciated him. You know, that one time he really wanted to have sex and I didn't. So people start to blame themselves and think of all the things they did wrong. And I really think that's so unhealthy because you're just beating yourself up. You're just making yourself miserable, feeling guilty, having bad self-esteem. It's just all negative. So no need to look back and say, I wish I shoulda, I woulda, I coulda. Just forget it. Focus on today. Focus on being a better person in a relationship next time and focus on the future. Last one. Before I get to number six, I want to mention two more Divorce Girl Smiling partners that I really think can help you if you're looking for these people. The first one is Leslie Glazer, who is a real estate agent. And Leslie is also a certified divorce real estate expert. She works for At Properties. She was my real estate agent when I sold my old house and bought the house I live in now. Cannot even tell you what a great experience it was. Leslie is passionate, energetic, smart, driven, so kind, always calls back, the best. And then I also want to recommend if you need a mortgage or you want to refinance your mortgage, so after you get divorced, if you're keeping the house or moving to a new house and you need a mortgage, I would highly recommend Jeremy Woods. He's a mortgage banker. He's been in the business for several years. He's a single dad. He's my friend. I've known him for probably almost 5 years. I love Jeremy. So you can find all of these partners and more on divorcegirlsmiling.com under trusted partners. Okay, number six, the last thing that will prevent you from getting over your ex and getting over your divorce is staying home, refusing to date, or even go out socially. Now, I'm not telling you that you should try to get married again or try to meet husband number two. You could be repulsed at this point of the thought of getting romantically involved with someone. Or you could be secretly excited because maybe you've been alone for so long. But if you are staying home, you are guaranteed to never meet anyone. Now, I'm not saying, again, that you want to meet someone and, you know, you're dying to get involved again. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about meeting new platonic friends, keeping yourself busy, opening up your mind to new people, new ideas, new things, new activities, new hobbies, new passions that all come with being social and meeting people because that's how you find out about things. You would be so surprised at how many people are out there that you will click with and you will just have such a more enjoyable life and stop thinking about one person in your life. One. There are millions and millions of people out there and so many people that you can connect with and that you will, but it won't happen unless you leave your house and make an effort to enjoy life and meet people. And I know it's not easy and I know it can feel really uncomfortable, but you owe it to yourself to take the chance, to have some courage, to get out there and do it. And I promise you, you won't regret it. I mean, you might meet some people and say, oh, that was a waste. But I don't believe anything's ever a waste. I really believe that every experience happens for a reason. God has your back, I promise. And by the way, I have your back too. So I want to close out by thanking you for listening, by telling you that you are beautiful and you are smart and you are kind and you're going to get over this, but it's up to you. So please, please, you deserve to be happy and you deserve to have a good, bright future and to stop thinking about your ex and being sad about it. It doesn't happen overnight and you need patience to get there, but you have to take some control and do some stuff to make it happen. So I hope you do that. If you want to learn more, read more articles, listen to more podcasts, watch videos, or get connected with some great resources, visit divorcegirlsmiling.com. Thanks so much for listening, everyone.